ज्ञातव्यम् कुशलान्न प्रमदितव्यम् भोज्यैन प्रमदितव्यम् स्वाध्याय प्रवचनाभ्यान्न प्रमदितव्यम् देवपितृकार्याभ्यान्न प्रमदितव्यम् मातृदेवो भव पितृदेवो भव आचार्यदेवो भव अतिथिदेवो भव यान्यनवद्यानि कर्माणि तानि सेवितव्यानि नो इतराणि यान्यस्माकं सुचरितानि तानि त्वयोपास्यानि नो इतराणि ये के चास्मच्छ्रेयागुंसो ब्राह्मणाः तेषां त्वयासनेन प्रश्वसितव्यम् श्रद्धया देयम् अश्रद्धया देयम् श्रिया देयम् क्रिया देयम् भिया देयम् संविदा देयम् अथ यदि ते कर्म विचिकित्सा वा वृत्तविचिकित्सा वा स्यात् ये तत्र ब्राह्मणाः संवर्षिणः युक्ताः युक्ताः अदोक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यथा ते तत्र वर्तेरन् तथा तत्र वर्तेताः अथाभ्याः ख्यातेषु ये तत्र ब्राह्मणाः संवर्षिणः युक्ताः युक्ताः अलोक्षा धर्मकामा स्युः यथा ते तेषु वर्तेरन् तथा तेषु वर्तेताः एष आदेशः एष उपदेशः एषा वेदोपनिषत् एतदनुशासनम् एवमुपासितव्यम् एवमुचैतदुपास्यम् ओ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Revered Founder Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satsai Baba, I have the honor to pray to you to declare the convocation open.
I declare convocation open.
ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్ ఓం సాయేశ్వరాయ విద్మహే సత్యదేవాయ ధీమహి తన్నః సర్వ ప్రచోదయాత్ ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః మోస్ట్ రివియర్డ్ ఫౌండర్ ఛాన్సలర్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా ఐ సీక్ యువర్ డివైన్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ to offer the 34th convocation report of your institute. Revered Chancellor Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, Chief Guest of the Day Professor Kenji Uchino, Professor of Electrical Engineering and Director, International Center for Actuators and Transducers, Materials Research Institute, the Pennsylvania State University, United States of America. Distinguished academicians, delegates and industries from Japan, members of Sri Satsai Central Trust, members of the Institute Trust, members of the Board of Management, members of the Academic Council of the Institute, former Vice Chancellors, Registrar and Controller of Examinations of our Institute, Director, Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, special invitees and other distinguished guests, deans and directors of our Institute, teaching and non-teaching staff, graduates and students of our institute, parents and guardians, friends from the press and media, and Sai brothers and sisters. On this auspicious occasion of the 34th convocation of Sri Sat Sai Institute of Higher Learning, I feel greatly humbled and privileged to extend the most cordial welcome to all of you. Indeed, I am honored to introduce our Chancellor, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, the former Chief Justice of our country. Justice Venkatachalaya graduated from the University of Mysore, obtaining B.Sc. and L.L.B. degrees. He started general practice at the bar in 1951. He was appointed a judge of Karnataka High Court in 1975 and was elevated a judge of Supreme Court of India in 1987. Justice Venkatachalaya assumed charge as the 25th Chief Justice of our nation in 1993. His elevation to the highest seat of judiciary brought dignity to the chair of Chief Justice of our country. After demitting the office of Chief Justice, he took over as chairperson of National Human Rights Commission for a term from 1996 to 1998. In 2000, he was requested to chair the National Commission to review the working of Constitution, the rarest of rare honors. Several universities have conferred honorary doctorates in recognition of his preeminence in the judicial system of our country. The nation has honored him by conferring Padma Vibhushan. Justice Venkatachalaya is an erudite scholar, and in his judgments and speeches, he quotes with ease relevant parts from scriptures, Upanishads, and scholarly works, as well as from the latest reports in science and technology and economics. Honorable Justice Venkatachalaya is an epitome of simplicity and humility. He is the most sought after for advice and guidance even today. With his vast experience in public life and love for Bhagawan and his mission, I am sure this institute and I personally will benefit from his advice and guidance in the years to come. I extend a warm welcome to you, sir. It is with immense pleasure I extend a hearty welcome to the chief guest of the day, Professor Kenji Uchino, one of the eminent scientists of the world. He is a pioneer in translating functional materials to piezoelectric actuators, and his name is synonymous with multifunctional devices. He is the founding director of International Center for Actuators and Transducers and professor of electrical engineering and material science and engineering at the Pennsylvania State University, USA. He was associate director at the US Office of Naval Research from 2010 to 2014. He was also the founder and senior vice president of Micro Mechatronics Incorporation. After obtaining PhD degree from Tokyo Institute of Technology, Japan, he became an assistant professor in 1976 at the Physical Electronics Department of the same university. In 1985, he joined Sophia University, Japan, as an associate professor in the Department of Physics. He moved out to the Penn State University in the year 1991. He was also associated with the Space Shuttle Utilizing Committee in Japan from 1986 to 1988. He was the vice president of NF Electronic Instruments, USA, from 1992 to 1994. He was the founding chair of Smart Actuators and Sensors Committee, Japan Technology Transfer Association, sponsored by Japanese Minister of Economy, Trade and Industry from 1987 to 2014. He has been a long-term chair of International Conference on New Actuators. He was the associate editor of the Journal of Advanced Performance Materials, Journal of Intelligent Material Systems and Structures and Japanese Journal of Applied Physics. Professor Uchino also served as administrative committee member of IEEE, Ultrasonics, Ferroelectrics and Frequency Control, and as secretary of American Ceramic Society Electronics Division from 2002 to 2003. Professor Uchino's research interests are in solid-state physics, especially in ferroelectrics and piezoelectrics, including basic research, theory, materials, device designing and fabrication processes, as well as development of solid-state actuators and sensors for precision positioners, micro-robotics, ultrasonic motors, smart structures, piezoelectric transformers and energy harvesting. Professor Kenji Uchino is the inventor of photostick to phenomenon, shape memory ceramics, magnetoelectric composite sensors, transient response control scheme of piezoelectric actuators, micro ultrasonic motors, multi-layer disc piezoelectric transformers and many more. Professor Uchino has authored 600 seminal papers, 68 books and 31 patents in the ceramic actuators area, leading to an average H index of 59. The total citation number is 20,000 and the annual average citation number is 421, which is very high on any scale and measure. Professor Kenji has received many prestigious awards and fellowships. Best Paper Award from Japanese Society of Oil and Air Pressure Control, Fellow of American Ceramic Society since 1997, a Fellow of IEEE since 2012, and is also a recipient of IEEE UFFC Ferroelectrics Recognition Award, Inventor Award from Center for Energy Harvesting, Materials and Systems, Premier Research Award from the Penn State Engineering Alumni Society, the Japanese Society of Applied Electromagnetics and Mechanics Award for Outstanding Academic Book, Society of Photo Optical Instrumentation Engineers Smart Product Implementation Award, R&D 100 Award, American Society of Mechanical Engineers Adapt to Structures Prize, Outstanding Research Award from Penn State Engineering Society, Academic Scholarship from Nissan Motors Scientific Foundation, Best Movie Memorial Award at Japan Scientific Movie Festival, and Professor Uchino is also one of the founding members of Worldwide University Network, which encourages linking between the UK and US multiple universities since 2001. Indeed, we are indebted to Professor Kenji Uchino for readily accepting our invitation to be the chief guest and to deliver the convocation address. I once again extend a warm welcome to you, Professor Kenji. We are indeed equally delighted to welcome the dignitaries and representatives from Japan who have spared their valuable time to be with us on this auspicious occasion. As you all know, this solemn ceremony precedes by some hours the celebration of the incarnation of the Supreme in human form in this very same place. We are all blessed to be born on this soil, and with Bhagavan's blessings and on behalf of the entire Institute fraternity, I would like to take this opportunity to express my hearty congratulations to our graduates on their accomplishments. This is indeed a proud moment for all of us here. As you are aware, Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning was founded by Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba on 22nd November 1981 as an autonomous body accredited to and recognized by the Government of India and the University Grants Commission as a deemed to be university. The inception and extraordinary progress of our institute are very closely entwined with the vision of Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba, which was not confined to a narrow spectrum of tertiary learning. Bhagavan envisaged Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning as an institute of higher learning, inculcating ethical, moral and spiritual values which would transcend all linguistic, national and racial barriers. Bhagavan developed his university as a university of national character in full spirit. He said, I quote, good teachers plus good students is equal to a great nation, I unquote. Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba's education system integrates scientific, technological and professional knowledge with the quintessence of all religions, with the five human values, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema and Ahimsa. Bhagavan Satsai Baba's foregrounding of human values as a prerequisite of education at any level is nothing short of a spiritual revolution in an era of chaos and turmoil in the world. Bhagavan Baba believed that education plays a key role in shaping the lives of young men and women who contribute to the progress of their nation. Sri Satsai Institute of Higher Learning has in its more than three decades of existence successfully demonstrated how values-based integral education can produce graduates and postgraduates not only with high academic caliber but also with high ethical and moral values. Our students are an epitome of humility, selflessness and love for humanity. See, Sathya Sai model of education is of paramount importance in today's fast-moving world. We realize that an ideal education system is the one that fulfills the aspirations of young minds in all dimensions. Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning is unique in the entire country. The only institute that imparts free high quality education to all its peoples, not just Sai University, but all Sathya Sai education institutions from kindergarten to post-graduation and beyond. This is perhaps unparalleled anywhere in the world. Over these 34 years, Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning has branched out and developed into a multi-campus institution with several specialized courses in varied disciplines. We have 4 campuses spread over 2 states, Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. In Andhra Pradesh, we have the Ananthapur campus, established way back in 1968 exclusively for girls. It is significant that the very first tertiary educational institution established by Bhagwan Baba was for women. The second campus, in Andhra Pradesh is located over here in Prashant Nilayam. This is the main campus of our institute. In Karnataka, we have 2 campuses. In Karnataka, we have 2 campuses for boys, the Brindavan campus and another campus in Mudanahalli. Bhagwan's institute comprises rigorous interdisciplinary academic programs in addition to the full-fledged departments with their ancillaries. The institute has been making its mark at both the national and international levels in a number of frontier areas of science and technology, management, as well as social sciences. Since its inception, the emphasis has been on teaching and systematic integration of values into the curriculum. Swami's institute has established itself as a good teaching institute. This reputation is confirmed by ready recruitment of our students in reputed organizations the world over. Bhagwan Baba emphasizes on the need for his students to live a life based on purity of heart, love and compassion for the entire mankind. Indeed, this is what the institute is infusing in our students so that they plunge into service of the society and become exemplary citizens of this great country, Bharat. All of us in this institute are ever motivated by Bhagwan Baba's mission to contribute to society through pursuit of values-based free education and need-based and socially relevant research. In order to accomplish this, we admit students with high levels of intellectual potential, irrespective of class, caste or religion, and it gives me great pleasure to state that our talented academic and non-academic staff perpetually support our students through their entire academic journey, and the services extended are unparalleled. It is with this background of the institute, I take this opportunity to highlight some of the important developments during the last 1 year. At the beginning of 2015, roughly 2 months into my term as Vice Chancellor, in consultation with the directors of campuses, faculty deans and heads of departments, we set in motion a tangible planning process aimed at identifying and establishing the priorities that would enable us to make wise choices for effective use of available resources in the years to come. This has resulted in consolidation of certain academic programs, making them uniform across all the campuses of our institute. This facilitates greater and easier movement of faculty from one campus to another, which in turn benefits the students immensely. Interdisciplinary research is an essential driver for innovation. It brings together different minds across various disciplines and emerging areas to converge and work together to make an impact on any program. To begin with, this interdisciplinary thinking has culminated in a new course at the postgraduate level in material science. It would help cater to the requirement pool of material scientists and technologists for a variety of industries and R&D organizations. Our Sai Institute continues to invest in providing the best possible infrastructural facilities for its students and faculty. Bhagwan believes that successful academic growth of any university could be sustained only when research and teaching are fused together seamlessly, and that one without the other is incomplete. Bhagwan Baba's emphasis on need-based research and development would take a significant step further with an upcoming Sri Sathya Sai Center for Advanced Research. It is expected to meet the aspirations of both the faculty and students cutting across various disciplines. With the kind support of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, we are now in the process of acquiring the state-of-the-art equipment to facilitate need-based research in the areas of material science, physics, chemistry, biosciences, food sciences, mathematics, management and humanities. Sri Satya Sai Center for Advanced Research is scheduled to be operational in all its dimensions and directions early next year. The research efforts are being directed to establish more synergy between the institute and user industries and medical institutions. We are extremely fortunate to have a top-ranked Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences in the vicinity. The ongoing collaborative work pertaining to multiple research projects between the institute and the Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences is extremely encouraging and promising. Thanks to Dr. Voleti Chowdhury and his ever-active team. Unlike conventional universities in our country, the research programs that we in Bhagwan's Institute launch are inspired by the prevalent socio-economic conditions in the country with a specific focus on regions around Swami's divine abode. The outcomes of need-based translational research are expected to improve, to begin with, the living conditions of countless underprivileged people in and around this region. Towards this end, our PhD program in various disciplines has been tuned and made more vibrant and attractive without compromising on quality. The outreach program of Sri Satya Sai Center for Advanced Research would be through what is known as ASRA, Applications of Science to Rural Areas. The emphasis is also on how to transform a variety of natural resources that are available in the vicinity for better and effective use by the people. Towards these goals, the faculty at our institute are currently conducting significant research with the available modest facilities. The research output at the institute has seen a remarkable rise in the last couple of years. A good example of how the research at Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning makes a difference is reflected in the launch of new research collaborations in the sciences between the university and external institutions that include the Food and Drug Administration, USA, in areas such as rapid detection of endemic diseases, diabetic retinopathy, development of a cost-effective multimodal microscope, regenerative medicines, and tissue engineering. Funding received for research from various government agencies like DRDO, ISRO, DAE, DST, DBT, BRNS, and UGC is testimony to the rise in the quality of research at our institute. One of the best ways to measure and access academically is to subject ourselves to periodic critical scrutiny by unbiased co-academicians and researchers. The first step one should take in this direction is to share one's work and findings with the concerned community in the rest of the world. As a part of this exercise, I am indeed very proud to say that our faculty and research scholars have published 120 research articles and more than 130 conference papers in national and international journals of high repute during the academic year, reflecting their great perseverance towards achieving the goals set by our beloved Swami. Our admissions policy very much reflects the quality and academic standards that we maintain. The student strength has steadily increased over the last 5 years. The student-teacher ratio has also improved from 10:1 to 8:1. We also keep adding to the talent pool of our faculty every year. A total of 15 new faculty members have been appointed during this academic year. In addition, every year we invite eminent guest speakers from all over the globe for the benefit of our student community. I am proud to state that a large number of our students were successful with flying colors, obtaining first few top ranks in national level examinations such as GATE, JEST, CSR, UGCNET, etc. I am also happy to report that there has been all-round progress in curricular, co-curricular and extracurricular activities. I fail in my duty if I do not acknowledge the active, effective and kind support being extended by Sri Satya Sai Central Trust to the Institute administration. On the eve of this 90th birthday, we humbly seek Bhagawan's blessings to continue to enjoy his support for demonstrating sustained progress towards the intended goals as envisioned by Bhagawan. Before I conclude, I would like to once again congratulate our graduates who carry the flag of a unique institute. I hope you will support your institute in multiple ways and make it proud through your intellectual, social, ethical and moral contributions in all your endeavors. It is with great pleasure I once again extend a warm welcome to all those assembled over here. Jai Sai Ram.
The candidates for the various degrees may now rise to be presented to the Honorable Chancellor. Honorable Chancellor Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, with the blessings of the revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, I beg to present to you the candidates named in the list for the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Arts Honours, Bachelor of Science Honours, Bachelor of Home Science, Bachelor of Commerce Honours, Bachelor of Business Management, Bachelor of Education, Master of Arts, Master of Science, Master of Financial Management, Master of Business Administration, Master of Technology, Master of Education, Master of Philosophy, and Doctor of Philosophy. They have been examined and found qualified for the said degrees, to which I pray they may be admitted.
By the virtue of the authority vested in me as Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, I admit the candidates named in the list to the said degrees.
Thank you, sir.
I now request the respected Vice Chancellor to administer the convocation pledge to the candidates.
I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the degree for which I have been duly recommended,
I will,
in my daily life and conversation, and in thought, word and deed,
conduct myself
as befits a member of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning,
that I will,
to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity,
support the cause of sound learning,
humanity, morality and spirituality,
and that as far as lies in me,
I shall uphold and advance
the social and indeed all-round welfare
of my countrymen and fellow men.
The candidates may resume their seats. I now request the Honorable Chancellor, Justice M.N. Venkatachalaya, to kindly give away the gold medals that have been blessed by Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. We commence with the Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medals. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is instituted at the behest of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, revered Founder Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This prestigious award is given to a student of each of the four campuses of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning for his or her consistent exemplary conduct and behavior in respect of duty, devotion and discipline. Highly commendable achievement in the system of integral education of the institute, excellent performance in academics, and admirable participation in co-curricular items, including sports, dramatics, music, self-reliance, and spiritual activities. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Sai Satyanarayana V, Final Year MBA Finance from the Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. Sri Sai Satyanarayana V hails from Tirupati, Andhra Pradesh. Apart from being outstanding in his academic performance, he was the captain of Shanti House that won the House Championship in the course of his undergraduate studies. Currently, he is the cultural coordinator of Satya House. He has won several prizes in sports events like volleyball, basketball, high jump, orchestra, debate, English elocution and Vedam chanting. He won the gold medal for his BSc Honours in Economics program and has also qualified in the National Eligibility Test, the UGC NET, for lecturership. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Simesh Bhaskar, Final Year BSc Honours Chemistry from the Vrindavan Campus. Sri Simesh Bhaskar hails from Karnataka, combines academic brilliance with a versatile personality marked with humility. Simesh was man of the match for two consecutive years in the University Volleyball Championship. He serves in the Hostel Dietetics Department. A good public speaker and speaking on the theme of patriotism is his speciality. He excels in the fields of dramatics and painting. While striving for personal transformation, he has exhibited inspired leadership with visible impact on his peer group. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Sri Ashish Bisunke, Final Year BBM from the Mudanahalli Campus. Sri Ashish hails from Nepal. Apart from being outstanding in his academic performance, he is a talented singer and has participated in several music programs held in Bhagwan's divine presence. He has won several prizes in cultural and sports events, including music, orchestra, dramatics and football. As a room leader, he has demonstrated unique qualities of leadership, concern for his fellow hostel mates and maturity in handling adverse situations. The Sri Satya Sai All-Rounder Gold Medal is awarded to Kumari Sri Kumari S. Raju, Final Year BCom Honours from the Anantapur Campus. Kumari Sri Kumari Raju hails from Bangalore. Apart from being outstanding in her academic performance, she is a versatile and talented student, an eloquent orator, a good actress and scriptwriter. She has acted in dramas and won several prizes. And also a good event manager, serves in the publications division as part of the self-reliance activity. She is known to be sensitive to the problems of her hostel mates and tries her best to be of help to them. We'll now have the gold medals for academic excellence. Justice P.N. Bhagwati Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Siv Sundar A for distinction in M.Tech Computer Science. This medal is instituted in honor of Justice Prafulla Chandra Natwarlal Bhagwati. He served as Chief Justice of India, Chairman United Nations Human Rights Commission, former Chancellor Hyderabad Central University. He was conferred Padma Vibhushan in 2007. He was formerly Honorable Chancellor of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, was also the member of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust and Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning Public Charitable Trust. The 9th President of India, Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri K. Harsh Teja for distinction in M.Tech Optoelectronics and Communications. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma, who served as the 9th President of India, earlier the 8th Vice President of India, Governor of Andhra Pradesh, Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh. Above all, he was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan. The 11th President of India, Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sai Shiv Narayan for distinction in M.Tech Nuclear Medicine. This medal is instituted in honor of His Excellency Bharat Ratna Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, the 11th President of India, earlier Chief Scientific Advisor to the Prime Minister of India. The Government of India has conferred on him Padma Bhushan in 1981, Padma Vibhushan 1990, Bharat Ratna in 1997. He was a great devotee of Bhagwan. Shri Burugala Ramkrishna Rao Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri I. Aditya for distinction in MPhil Mathematics. This medal is instituted by His Excellency Shri Burugala Ramkrishna Rao, a distinguished freedom fighter who served as the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, the Governor of Kerala, the Governor of Uttar Pradesh, and an ardent devotee of Bhagwan, who was among the first translators of Bhagwan's discourses into Hindi and English. The first Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. V.K. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Prakrit Kamra for distinction in MBA. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Vinayak Krishna Gokak, first Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, eminent scholar and writer. He was Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University, President, National Sahitya Academy, and recipient of the Jnanpith Award in 1990 and Padma Shri in 1961. The second Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. Somnath Saraf Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Shri Menon Parikshit Ravindran for distinction in MBA Finance. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. Somnath Saraf, the second Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an eminent educationist, Educational Advisor Planning Commission, Advisor on Educational Policy and Planning, Government of Bhutan, and UNESCO's Chief Technical Advisor to Afghanistan. The third Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor S. Sampat Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Satyaprakash Mohanty for distinction in Master of Financial Management. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor S. Sampat, third Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who served as Deputy Director, IIT Madras, Director of IIT Kanpur, Member of Union Public Service Commission, Member of Electronics Commission, and President of Computer Society of India. The fourth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. K. Hanumanthappa Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Adarsh Saraf for distinction in MSc Mathematics. This medal is instituted in honor of Dr. K. Hanumanthappa, the fourth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, also served as Vice Chancellor, Bangalore University. He was a distinguished educationist, a renowned expert in management and finance, and recipient of several national and international awards. The fifth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Dr. G. Venkatraman Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri J. Aditya for distinction in MSc Physics. This medal is instituted in honor of Padma Shri Professor Ganesan Venkatraman, the fifth Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an eminent physicist, served as Director Anurag DRDO, recipient of the Padma Shri in 1991, the Indira Gandhi Award of Indian National Science Academy in 1994, Sir C.V. Raman Centenary Award for 2003-2004, and he played an active role in taking the message of Bhagwan to devotees through Radio Sai for Global Harmony. The sixth Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri S.V. Giri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Sai Gaurang Patnaik for distinction in MSc Chemistry. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Sethuraman V. Giri, IAS retired, the 6th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an erudite scholar, eminent civil servant, former Chief Vigilance Commissioner, Government of India. Currently, Sri Giri is a member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust. The 7th Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Sri A.V. Gokak Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Akarsh Bajpai for distinction in MSc Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Anil Vinayak Gokak, IAS retired, the 7th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, an eminent civil servant, served as secretary to the Government of India in the departments of telecommunications and fertilizers, served as cement controller, Government of India, and managing director, Food Corporation of India. The 8th Vice Chancellor, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Professor Vishwanath Pandit Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Yogesh Baba K for distinction in MA Economics. This medal is instituted in honor of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, 8th Vice Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, who served as Professor of Economics and Dean, Faculty of Arts at the Institute, served as Director, Center for Development Economics, Delhi School of Economics, consultant to the World Bank, Washington, and recipient of the prestigious Swami Pranavanandar Saraswati UGC National Award for the year 2004. Sri Shankar Rao B. Chavan Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Pankaj Kumar for distinction in BSc Honours in Biosciences. This medal is instituted in honor of Sri Shankar Rao B. Chavan, an outstanding parliamentarian. He served twice as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra. Subsequently, he served as the Cabinet Minister, Government of India, in the Ministries of Education, Defense, Home and Finance. He was an ardent devotee of Bhagwan Baba. Sri R.V. Janki Ramaya Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri B.M.S. Sai Pragnan for distinction in BSc Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted in honour of Sri R.V. Janki Ramaya Garu. He was member of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust since inception, a relentless social worker with national fervour, having great concern for the poor and needy. He played an invaluable role in the development of the village of Puttaparthi and is remembered by all with a deep sense of gratitude. Dr. A. Adivi Reddy Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Sri Devjeet Oddi for distinction in BA Honours in Economics. This medal is instituted by Dr. Narendranath Reddy in memory of his father, Dr. A. Adivi Reddy. Dr. Adivi Reddy from Cornell University served as Director of Extension Education, AP Agricultural University. Post-retirement, he served in the ashram as a trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Books and Publications Trust. Dr. Adivi Reddy is the father of Dr. Narendranath Reddy, a consultant and practicing internist endocrinologist in Southern California, who currently serves as the chairman of Prashanti Council. Mother Ishwarama Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sanjana Marwa for distinction in MSc Food Technology. This medal is instituted in honor of Mother Ishwarama Garu, mother of Bhagwan Baba, whose prayers to Bhagwan resulted in mammoth service projects of providing free safe drinking water, free medical care, free education. Her love and concern for humanity will be ever etched in the hearts of millions of Sai devotees. Srimati M. Venkama Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Mohanalakshmi R for distinction in B.Ed. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati Venkamma Garu, a great example of ideal womanhood, known for her love, compassion and concern for the well-being of Bhagwan, and remembered for her tireless service and her devout, simple and enduring personality. Srimati A. Parvatamma Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Annapurna R for distinction in BBM. This medal is instituted in honor of Srimati A. Parvatamma Garu, who was blessed to serve Bhagwan with love and devotion for many years. She remains in the memory of every devotee as a tender-hearted, endearing personality. Srimati J. Ishwari Bai Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Diksha Gupta for distinction in BSc Honours in Mathematics. This medal is instituted in memory of her mother by Dr. J. Geeta Reddy. Dr. J. Geeta is an eminent gynecologist by profession, member of Legislative Assembly in the state of Telangana, was awarded the Indira Gandhi Sadbhavna Award in 2008, and an ardent devotee of Bhagwan for over two decades. Shri Sanjay Chibbar Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Anjana Biswas for distinction in BSc Honours in Physics. This medal was instituted by Lieutenant General retired Dr. M.L. Chibbar in memory of his son Shri Sanjay Chibbar. Lieutenant General Chibbar's 40-year career in the Army culminated as the Commander-in-Chief of India's Northern Command. He was awarded the AVSM and the PVSM, and in 1986 Padma Bhushan was conferred on him. Shri T.R. Bhagwat Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Sai Kiran M. for distinction in BSc Honours in Chemistry. This medal is instituted by Shri T.K.K. Bhagwat in memory of his father, Shri T.R. Bhagwat. Shri T.R. Bhagwat practiced as an advocate in Madras High Court, served as a general manager and chief executive of the Andhra Bank. Shri T.R. Bhagwat is the father of Shri T.K.K. Bhagwat, who is a member of the Board of Trustees of the Shri Satya Sai Central Trust. Shri T.K.K. Bhagwat, a veteran banker, has been chairman and director at several banks and currently is the chairman of Hexagon Capital Advisors Private Limited. His Highness Yashwantrao Maharaj of Sandur Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Ashrita C. Haldipur for distinction in BSc Home Science. This medal is instituted in honor of His Highness Yashwantrao Maharaj of Sandur. The Maharaj of the erstwhile princely state of Sandur belonged to the Ghorpade royal family of the Marathas. At the invitation of the Maharaja, Bhagwan Baba visited Sandur in June 1948 and stayed at his palace for 4 days. Bhagwan advised the Maharaja to start a manganese industry, which today has become the mainstay of the family, and Sandur has become famous for it. Shri M.K. Venkatadri Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Athira Ajit for distinction in B.Com Honours. This medal was instituted by late Shri N. Kasturi in memory of his son, Shri M.K. Venkatadri. Shri Narayana Kasturi first met Bhagwan in the year 1948. He is well known as the biographer of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. He started writing the 4-volume series Satyam Shivam Sundaram in 1948 and later became the editor of the magazine Sanatan Sarthi, published by the Shri Satya Sai organization. Shri P.S.A. Subramanya Chettiar Gold Medal. This medal is awarded to Kumari Bhavyashri Nair for distinction in B.A. This medal is instituted by Shri Srinivasan Chettiar in memory of his father, Shri P.S.A. Subramanyam Chettiar, who is very well known as the one who initiated the Sri Satya Sai Ramanama Likhita Japam. He formed the Sri Sai Paduka Trust to provide an opportunity for the devotees to worship the lotus feet. He was instrumental in offering a golden chariot to Bhagwan in 1997. Bhagwan physically blessed the Sri Satya Sai Ananda Nilayam built in Madurai in memory of Sri Chettiar. I now request the Honorable Chancellor to kindly confer the Doctor of Philosophy and give away the special mementos blessed by the revered Founder Chancellor Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba to the qualified doctoral research candidates. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Uday Kiran N. in Mathematics. His thesis is on micro-local analysis of operators with characteristics of higher multiplicities under the supervision of Professor B.R. Nagaraj, Professor TIFR Center for Applicable Mathematics, Bangalore. The thesis of Uday Kiran dealt with micro-local analysis of pseudo-differential operators. The main focus was on weak hyperbolic operators which find applications in theoretical aspects of radar and seismic waves. He has published and presented 3 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri K.N. Naresh in Biosciences. His thesis is on studies on structure, spectroscopic properties and phenoxylase activity of hemocyanin from pila globosa. Under the supervision of Professor S.S. Rajan, Honorary Professor, Department of Biosciences, Prashanthi Nilayam, and under the joint supervision of Dr. Arun Sri Kumar, Associate Professor, Department of Molecular and Cell Biology, Baylor College of Medicine, Houston, Texas. He has published 10 papers in national and international journals. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Sri Gopu Kumar in Economics. His thesis is on flood inflation in India, a structuralist policy perspective, under the supervision of Professor Vishwanath Pandit, former Vice Chancellor and Professor, Department of Economics, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus. His thesis focused on identifying reasons and measures to control rising food price inflation in India. He has published and presented 10 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Ms. Pushkala Ramchandran in Food Science and Nutrition. Her thesis is on edible coating, functional food and nutraceutical applications of aloe gel and chitosan biopolymers under the supervision of Dr. Ms. N. Srividya, Associate Professor, Department of Home Science, Anandpur Campus. Her thesis explored the post-harvest and nutraceutical applications of aloe vera and chitosan polymers. She has evolved novel eco-friendly preservative technologies. As part of her research work, she has published and presented 27 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Ms. Rajeshwari Chandrasekhar U in Food Science and Nutrition. Her thesis is on evaluation of coriander seeds for phytoconstituents and therapeutic potential under the supervision of Professor B. Andalu, Professor and Head, Department of Home Science, Anandpur Campus. Her thesis focuses on the health benefits and therapeutic uses of medicinally less exploited spice like coriander seeds. And as part of her research work, she has published and presented 25 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Ms. Maithali Verma in English Literature. Her thesis is on inter and intrapersonal unities in poetry as a process, a study of select modern, postmodern poets and an applied critic. Under the supervision of Professor Ms. Rajeshwari Patel, Professor and Head, Department of English Language and Literature, Anandpur Campus. Her thesis studies the tri-unity in the trinity of poet, critic and reader through poetry as a process in select modern and postmodern poets. She has published and presented 6 papers. Doctor of Philosophy is conferred on Ms. Dibha Bhargavi in English Literature. Her thesis is From Purposelessness to Purpose, a study of shift in perspective in select novels of Iris Murdoch, under the supervision of Professor Ms. Rajeshwari Patel, Professor and Head, Department of English Language and Literature, Anandpur Campus. Her thesis studies the theme of purpose in select models of Iris Murdoch, taking into account Bhagwan's dictum, follow the master, face the devil, fight to the end, and finish the game. As part of her research work, she has published and presented 4 papers. Thank you.
May I now request Professor Kenji Uchino to deliver his convocation address. Professor Kenji Uchino.
Revered Founder Chancellor Sri Satya Sai Baba, Honorable Chancellor Justice M.N. Venkatacharya, and esteemed Vice Chancellor Professor K.B.R. Varma, members of the University Trust, members of the Board of Management and Academic Council, members of the faculty, distinguished guests, students, and their family members, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great privilege for me to be with you on the occasion of the 34th annual convocation of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. In accepting this invitation from Professor Varma to address you, I initially hesitated, to tell the truth, because I am not an Indian, but a Japanese American, nor am I a Hindu, but a Buddhist. I have not been affiliated with Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning so far. However, I learned of your institution's uniqueness, that is, all of you are concerned with 3 broad the streams of knowledge, science, management and commerce, and economics and humanities. According to the dearest founder, the Sri Satya Sai Baba, the languages in the universities are love, service, and sadhana, a spiritual practice, and the medium of the instruction is discipline. Because I am a Zen practitioner in my home Buddhist temple, the discipline of your university resonated with me and pushed me to accept this challenge of conveying my research philosophy to all of you. My dear students, today is indeed a special and memorable day in your life that marks your transition from the sheltered environment of the university to the real world. I would like to congratulate each one of you from my heart for having reached this important milestone. Being graduates of this renowned institute, you now have a world of opportunities in front of you. However, many of you may have some anxieties about your future dreams, as I myself had when I was around your age. Thus, in the first part of my talk, I will share with you my life experiences that may help you find your future direction. And then, in the second part of my talk, I will go on to introduce my perspective on the future technology. Let me start with my self-introduction first, because all of you are probably wondering who I am and why I am here. And I'm Kenji Uchino, one of the baby boomers born immediately after World War II. I grew up in Hiroshima, Japan, and seeing the nuclear bomb disaster area. I have been a university professor for 40 years in total so far, 18 years in Japan, and 24 years in the Pennsylvania State University, the United States of America. 18 plus 24 doesn't equal 40. I was commuting between Sophia University at Tokyo and the Penn State University in Pennsylvania every 2 weeks for 2 years during my transition period. I have held executive positions such as president and vice president for 21 years in 7 companies. I have also been a government officer for 7 years in both Japan and the United States. Don't add 40 years as a professor, 21 years as a company executive, and 7 years as a government officer in series. I am not yet 90 years old, but it is because I have assumed multiple roles simultaneously throughout my life. In academic circles, I'm known as one of the pioneers in piezoelectric actuators. The piezoelectric effect is the generation of electricity by application of stress or vice versa. Quartz crystal is the most famous piezoelectric material, which mechanically vibrates on application of a small electric field from the bottom battery. In your wristwatch to clock time, our team first began to use piezoelectric materials to move something mechanically, similar to conventional electromagnetic motors. Thus, I coined a new term, a piezoelectric actuators. In collaboration with more than 100 international companies, we commercialized various best-selling devices such as NEC dot matrix printers and Epson inkjet printers in the 1970s and 80s in Japan. Being aware of my academic leadership in Japan, the United States wanted me to transfer the piezoelectric actuator technologies for the future use by the U.S. military. They sought me out in the early 1990s, when I was in the mid-40s. Though I didn't have any particular complaint with my job in Japan, my ambition and curiosity prevailed over my conservative and self-protective mind to keep a stable tenure professor position in Japan. Confucius from China has said, one should be free from vacillation at the age of 40. However, I don't believe in this conservative proverb and would recommend vacillation at any age, as long as you have the resolve to achieve the goal and it is intended for a noble purpose. The United States Navy guaranteed $1 million research fund for a minimum 10 years if I joined the Penn State University, under the condition that I change my nationality to an American citizen immediately. I accepted this trade-off Though I did have some sentiment against abandoning my original nationality. In my age 50s, I changed my living and research philosophy from an academic leader to an entrepreneur. The reason was simple. I had mentored the more than 50 students, and some of them became rather active in research. However, as I didn't want to compete with my former students in research area, I started a new company, Micro Mechatronics Incorporation, to smoothly commercialize the inventions of the International Center for Actuators and Transducers at the Penn State University. I also began to teach part-time entrepreneurship for engineers in business school, based on my long company experiences. I started to teach former students how to commercialize their inventions. However, I felt frustration in teaching in the Masters of Business and Administration classes. By virtue of my 20-year experience in operating 7 companies, I had plenty of case studies in the international businesses, but I hadn't learned business administration systematically. I had some difficulty in teaching students and junior faculty members with confidence. Thus, I decided to enroll as a graduate student for an MBA and completed my MBA degree in around 4.5 years. It was very hectic during this period. I started working and teaching in the Penn State University as a director and professor from 7 a.m. till 12 noon. Then I moved to Micro Mechatronics Inc. for donning the role of the president until 5 p.m. In the evening, I drove to the St. Francis University to attend an MBA class as a now graduate student. When I came back home, it was usually after 11 p.m. I couldn't sleep more than 5 hours a day during these 4.5 years. Why did I take this hard life for obtaining my MBA? Even though the additional degree didn't change my position or salary in the university, and nor this MBA reflect much on my company operations. Was all this useless? All this was merely for my intellectual curiosity. That is, I had a strong intention to learn and absorb knowledges from new areas, even in my 50s. Because I was teaching and teaching every day, just squeezing my knowledge for more than 30 years. Of course, for my accomplishment, I'm deeply indebted to my wife's sincere cooperation in overseeing my health and controlling my foods. Fortunately, I received the academic excellent plaque from the president of the university with a GPA of perfect 4.0. My MBA thesis has been published as a textbook titled Entrepreneurship for Engineers, and I was invited to the business college for teaching entrepreneurship officially with my newfound confidence and using a textbook authored by me. My life journey hadn't finished yet. When I turned 60 years old, another dilemma occurred. Following my living style, 40% of my former graduate students had started their companies, and some of these companies' revenues exceeded that of my company, Micromechatronics. They began to believe that there was nothing more to learn from Professor Uchino. Therefore, I accepted a new government position, Associate Director at the U.S. Office of Naval Research Global Tokyo Office from 2010 until last year, 2014. Thanks to this assignment of the Office of Naval Research, I had an opportunity to expand my exposure to diplomatic and political areas this time. I have been a so-called naval ambassador to Japan, with responsibility to create international research and development relationship with Asian partners. Though my budget was only a couple million US dollars, I had money, actually the US government money, which my former students, now the professors and the company executives, seriously sought as research and development grants. This made me realize that money talks. And however, the less than half a year after my arrival at Tokyo, I experienced the big earthquake and the consequent Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant meltdown accident on March 11th, 2011, which changed my job dramatically. I became really busy assisting the U.S. rescue operation, Tomodachi, that means friendship operation. Simultaneously, I had an opportunity in involving myself and in setting up multiple international R&D related agreements between the U.S. Department of Defense and the Japanese governmental institutes, including a rescue technology program project relating to dealing with catastrophic disasters. Now I'm seriously thinking of joining the law school to teach international and diplomatic relations for the engineering students. My dear students, you have had a glimpse of my living philosophy from my life history, that is, one step ahead. I would like to keep my position slightly ahead of my successors to become their light, not to become an obstacle in their progress. I like the word change, which was used by President Obama when he was elected. I believe you all have the dream for your future success. However, this may not be your final destination. If you are in a dilemma, my friends, you can change. Don't hesitate to change your career-related lifestyle at your age. You will have plenty of options for your future course in life. Remember that sometimes change comes from society that impacts you, and sometimes change comes from within you that impacts our society. Now, I'd like to dwell upon my perspective of the future of technology, which you young and bright minds may wish to grasp and become leaders in development. After World War II, the Japanese government put forth four character slogans for encouraging researchers in a particular direction. In the 1960s, the first slogan that was put forth that translated into English would read as heavier, thicker, longer, larger. That is, manufacturing heavier ships, thicker steel plates, constructing longer buildings, and larger power plants, were the key strategies for recovery from the ruins of World War II. We could call this a sort of domestic politics. This social mood made me choose electrical engineering in the university in order to become a large water dam engineer. Though Japanese people became wealthy, secondary effects began to surface, namely industrial pollution. The southern part of the sea was contaminated with heavy metal mercury disposal, which resulted in crippling thousands of Japanese people. Steel industries polluted the air, creating a yellow sky, and caused asthma, of which I too was a victim. The first meltdown accident of the Three Mile Island, a nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania, happened in 1979. Interestingly, I was involved in this incident during my first stay in the Penn State University as a young assistant professor. In the 1980s, a completely opposite slogan was put forth: lighter, thinner, shorter, and smaller, for strengthening the Japan's economy. We could call this sort of econopolitics. Japanese semiconductor industries rapidly raced with leading American companies and overtook them in the 1990s. I too began my compact piezoelectric actuators for micromechatronic applications, influenced by this trend. As an associate professor in a Japanese university, our piezoelectric products were commercialized worldwide in the 1980s. During the long economic depression that began from the late 1980s, I was recruited by the Penn State University, as I mentioned to you earlier in my talk. After entering the 21st century, with the maturity of Japan's economic power, the requirements and expectations from science, technology, and engineering seemed to change again. My dear friends, students, I would like to propose to you today a new four-character slogan for your future during the 21st century: cooperation, protection, reduction, and continuation. We can say this is a sort of global politics. International cooperation in standardization of internet systems became essential to accelerate global communication. The U.S.-Japan agreement for development of a rescue robot for crisis management was one of the pressing tasks with which I was involved. The Kyoto Protocol in 1997 was a trigger to more worldwide international agreements linked to the United Nations framework in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is a symbolic global regime for determining the research direction in the 21st century. Technology development is essentially constrained according to these global regimes. Protection of territory and environment from the enemy and natural disasters and from infectious diseases is essential. In addition to the terrorist attacks just happened in Paris, HIV, bird flu, and in particular Ebola are now the worldwide headaches. Sony Pictures' internet system was recently hacked by one of the dictator countries. Cyber protection and counter-attack needs to be developed. Reduction of toxic materials such as lead, heavy metals, dioxin, and judicious use of oil and energy is also key to the continuation of society. It is important to promote a sustainable society. Even in my research area, the long-term materials champion, PZT, lead zirconate titanate, may be regulated in a few years by laws, Restriction of Hazardous Substances Directive, due to PB, lead, content. We are aware of various toxic compounds such as indium, gallium, and arsenide in semiconductor materials. I'm thus proud to announce that our invention, multi-layer piezoelectric actuator, became one of the key technologies for reducing the NOx and SOx exhaust gases in recent diesel engine automobiles. As a result of the anxieties in maintaining nuclear power plants, after the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant accident in particular, research in the area of renewable energy is booming. The issue of energy is one of the main things in the future society continuation and sustainability in the world. The current products of my company include piezoelectric devices that harvest electric energy from mechanical noise vibrations. Being in a developing stage, India may take a similar path to development. That means, my dear students, you may seek initially heavier, thicker, longer, and larger for infrastructure establishment, followed by lighter, thinner, shorter, smaller. When you start the mass production of electronics and mechanical devices, however, the speed of progress will be significantly faster, not every 20 years as it was in Japan. Indian society will get into the stage of cooperation, protection, reduction, and continuation in 10 years. My dear students, you should be mentally prepared to meet these societal and technological trends. Let me summarize what I told you today. In the first part of my talk, through my living philosophy of one step ahead, I encourage you, my dear friends, not to hesitate to embracing change in your future, no matter what your age, and to pursue new areas which may have as a dream. In the second part of my talk, I introduced the Japanese government's domestic politics in the 1960s and econopolitics in 1980s. I then proposed the new global politics for the 21st century. I appeal to you to remember the four character slogan, the four Shans, that is cooperation, protection, reduction, and continuation, as a basis for your future development. Given the unique ambience of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning that has nurtured you in this values-based integral education system, I'm very confident that you all will be able to easily imbibe the message of this four-character slogan and demonstrate in your future development strategies the manifestation of human values and morality, seeking the welfare of humanity at large. Let me finally wish each of you, my young friends, great success in both your personal and professional life. You should not forget that your current status is because of your parents and family, and you need to be deeply indebted to your family members, in particular your parents. I also congratulate the university faculty members for producing such bright students who will serve society. Once again, my best wishes to you all. Thanks very much for your attention.
We thank you, Professor Kenji Uchino, for your very informative and thought-provoking address. We now pray for the benediction by our revered Founder Chancellor, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Prema Sarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Meerandaru ento gunavantudu.
You are all really good.
Ento telivitetulu kalavaru.
You are highly intelligent.
Ento pavitramainatuvanti hrudayam kalavaru.
You have got sacred noble
kaani heart. Aa pavitramaina hrudayaniki taginatuvanti yokka padarthanni manam andinchatam ledu.
You are not supplying to your holy heart the material
manadi chaala parishuddhamainatuvantidi.
And the heart is so pure, unpolluted.
ఈ పరిశుద్ధమైన హృదయమునందు కరుణ ప్రేమ తప్ప మరొక పదార్థము ప్రవేశించుటకు వీలు కాదు.
It's not possible to fill your heart with things other than compassion and love.
కానీ ఈనాడు హృదయ ఆ కరుణ లేదు హృదయములో.
Today in our hearts there is no
compassion. ఆ ప్రేమ లేదు హృదయములో.
There is no love at all.
అన్ని చేరిపోతున్నాయి ఈ హృదయంలో.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆల్ థింగ్స్ ఫైండ్ దేర్ ప్లేస్.
కనుకనే హృదయం యొక్క రిఫ్లెక్షన్ రియాక్షన్ రీసౌండే మనకు అన్ని ప్రతిబింబిస్తూ ఉన్నాయి.
దట్స్ వాట్ వి ఫైండ్ టుడే ఇస్ అ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ రియాక్షన్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ రీసౌండ్.
మనం చూసేటువంటి యొక్క దృశ్యములన్నీ కూడాను కేవలము నెగటివ్ దృశ్యములే కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
ఆల్ ద సినారియో అరౌండ్ ఇస్ నెగటివ్.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
వై
నీ హృదయంలో అవి ప్రింట్ అయిపోయినాయి.
బికాస్ ఆల్ ద నెగటివ్ ఇస్
అవి నీకు ప్రతిబింబిస్తున్నాయి.
ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఇస్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
కనుకనే నీకు ప్రతిబింబించేటువంటి ప్రతి పదార్థం కూడాను నీ నుండి వచ్చినదే కానీ బయట నుండి చూసేటువంటిది కాదు.
ఆల్ ద రిఫ్లెక్షన్స్ ఆర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ యూ, నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎక్స్టీరియర్.
మనం వినేటువంటివంతా కూడాను తినేటువంటివన్నీ కూడాను భగవంతుని యొక్క దీంట్లో అనుగ్రహానికి పాత్రలు కావాలి.
వీ షుడ్ డిజర్వ్ గాడ్స్ లవ్ through hearing and all that we partake.
Enta vijnanam bodhinchinappatikini,
in spite of all scientific knowledge,
entali aadhyatmik shaktulu bodhinchinappatikini,
in spite of all teaching in spiritual realm,
manaku teliyadi aluvulu.
Ultimately you will know that it comes down to the level of atoms.
ఏ విద్యావంతుడు కాని ఏ సైంటిస్ట్ కాని బోధించేదంతా అణువును గురించే బోధిస్తున్నారు.
Educated man, a scientist speaks of these atoms only.
అణువును గురించి చెప్పడంలో ఉన్నటువంటి ఒక అంతరార్థం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఇస్ ది ఇన్నర్ సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఇన్ టీచింగ్ అబౌట్ ఎన్ ఆటమ్?
మనం తినే తిండి అణువే.
ద ఫుడ్ ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్
ఆటమ్. పీచే గాలి అణువే.
ది ఎయిర్ దట్ యు బ్రీత్.
వినేటువంటి శబ్దం అణువే.
ద సౌండ్ దట్ యు లిసన్.
నడిచే నడక కూడాను అణువే.
అండ్ ఎవ్రీ స్టెప్
సర్వం కూడాను అణుమయంగానే ఉంటుండాలి.
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ అటామిక్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ కాన్స్టిట్యూషన్.
ఈ అణుమయమైనటువంటి ఈ జగత్తునందు అణువును గురించి నీవు తెలుసుకోవాల్సిన అవసరం లేదు.
And this whole world is full of atoms. Well, you don't need to learn, know about it.
అణువు కంటే సూక్ష్మమై ఉన్నట్టి పరమాణు యొక్క తత్వాన్ని మనం గుర్తించాలి.
We should know that which is smaller than that of an atom.
ఈ పరమాణువే ఫండమెంటల్ అణువు.
That which is smaller than atom is the fundamental.
అన్ని కూడాను ఆ ఫండమెంటల్ అణువు నుంచి వస్తున్నాయి.
Everything arises out of this fundamental.
ఫండమెంటల్ దాన్ని మనం పట్టుకొనక కేవలం బ్రాంచి 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 కేర్ ఆఫ్ అడ్రస్ అంతా తీసుకుంటున్నాం మనం.
యూ డోంట్ గో బై ది ఫండమెంటల్ అడ్రస్ బట్ యూ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఓన్లీ కేర్ ఆఫ్ అడ్రస్సెస్.
మొట్టమొదటి డైరెక్ట్ గా నీవు దీన్ని సంపాదించాలి.
ఫస్ట్ హ్యావ్ డైరెక్ట్ అప్రోచ్.
అణువు కంటే సూక్ష్మమై అణువు నగుచు, ఘనము కంటే వేరైన ఘనము నగుచు, సర్వతను సాక్షి అయిన అణువే ఒకటి.
The atom smells stands as a witness because it is smallest of all and in other sense biggest of the big.
పెద్దదాంట్లో పెద్దదిగా ఉంటుండాలి, చిన్నదాంట్లో చిన్నదిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
ఇట్స్ ఎ జైజాంటిక్ ఫార్మ్ అమంగ్ ద బిగ్ వన్.
ఈ అణువులు కూడా అణువుల యొక్క చేరికనే అణువు యొక్క పదార్థము.
అండ్ దేర్ వి ఫైండ్ ద కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆటమ్స్ టు.
ఇక్కడ పుష్పం ఉంటుండాలి, ఈ పుష్పం కూడా అణుస్వరూపమే.
The flower here is also atomic.
అనేక అణువుల యొక్క చేరిక వచ్చేతనే ఇది ఒక పుష్పంగా రూపొందుతూ ఉండాలి.
Atoms have come together and you find a flower.
ఇది ఒక బట్ట, ఇది కూడా అంతా అణువే.
The cloth is also full of
atoms. ప్రపంచంలో అణువు కానటువంటి వస్తువు కనిపించనే కనిపించదు.
In this world you don't find anything which is not made of
atoms.
Everything is atoms.
ఇలాంటి అణువును గురించి మనం విచారించడానికి ఎందుకు మనం ప్రయత్నించాలి?
Why should you make every effort to know the nature of an atom?
చదువులు నీవు అణువే,
ఆల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్
సంకల్పములు అణువే,
థాట్స్
దేహమంతయు అణువే,
హోల్ బాడీ
దేహి అణువే,
అండ్
సర్వములు అణుమయమే.
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ కంపోజ్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆటమ్స్.
పుట్టుట ఒక అణువు,
బర్త్
భూమి నుండి అణువు,
లైఫ్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్
సంసారమది అణువు,
ద ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్
సావు అణువు,
డెత్
బ్రతుకులన్నీ అణువు,
ద లైఫ్
పవబంధములు అణువు,
అటాచ్మెంట్స్
అంతా అణువులే.
Are full of atoms only.
ఇలాంటి అణుతత్వాన్ని గుర్తించినప్పుడు దేనిని నీవు ఆశించేది?
When once you try to know that, what is that you want to know? దీనికి
అతీతమైనటువంటి దాన్ని అనుభవించాలి.
You should experience that which transcends this.
అది నీ యొక్క ఆత్మతత్వము.
That is the nature of the true self.
అది ఫండమెంటల్ యొక్క గుర్తు.
That is the fundamental self.
అటువంటి అణుతత్వాన్ని మనం గుర్తించాలంటే మనం ఈ చదువులతో పాటు ఆధ్యాత్మిక చదువు కూడా అత్యవసరంగా నేర్చుకోవాలి.
అలాంగ్ విత్ ది సెక్యులర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ వీ నీడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఆల్సో.
కనుక ఈ గ్రంథ పరిచయం మాత్రమే మనకు సరైనటువంటిది కాదు.
మియర్ టెక్స్చువల్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ ఇస్ నాట్ ప్రాబ్లం.
మనం చదివిన చదువులన్నీ కూడా గ్రంథములకు మాత్రమే పరిమితమైపోతున్నాయి.
ఆల్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ వీ అక్వైర్డ్ ఇస్ లిమిటెడ్ టు బుక్స్.
కాబట్టి ఈ బుకిష్ నాలెడ్జీ అనేటువంటి తీసుకుంటే మనం కేవలం సూపర్ఫిషియల్ నాలెడ్జిగా మారిపోతున్నాం.
ఆల్ ది బుకిష్ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ టర్న్స్ ఇంటూ సూపర్ఫిషియల్ నాలెడ్జ్.
కానీ మనము సూపర్ఫిషియల్ నాలెడ్జీ కాదు, మనకు కావాల్సినటువంటి ప్రాక్టికల్ నాలెడ్జీ కావాలి.
ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ సూపర్ఫిషియల్ నాలెడ్జ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెడ్, దట్స్ రిక్వైర్డ్.
అనుభూతిలో దాన్ని అనుభవించాలి.
యూ షుడ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ త్రూ యువర్ ప్రాక్టికల్ నాలెడ్జ్.
ఈ అణువు యొక్క తత్వం కానీ దాని యొక్క మాధుర్యాన్ని మనం అనుభవించాలి.
వీ షుడ్ ఆల్సో నో ద గ్రేట్నెస్ ఇన్ ద మిస్టరీ ఆఫ్
ఇట్. కానీ మిఠాయి కానీ లడ్డు కానీ ఏదో కొన్ని గ్రంథాల్లో మనం చదివినాము.
యు హావ్ గాన్ త్రూ సర్టన్ బుక్స్ నరేటింగ్ స్వీట్స్.
కానీ గ్రంథంలో చదివినంత మాత్రం దాని మాధుర్యం మనం తంగకు చేరుతుండదా?
బై మియర్లీ రీడింగ్ అబౌట్ లడ్డు ద స్వీట్ యూ కెనాట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ స్వీట్.
చేరటం లేదు.
నో,
దాన్ని ఒక్కతూరి తీసుకుని నీవు నాలుగు పైన వేసుకో, అప్పుడు దాని యొక్క మాధుర్యం నీకు తెలుస్తుంది.
యూ హావ్ టు పిక్ ఇట్ అప్ అండ్ ప్లేస్ ఇట్ ఆన్ ద టంగ్ టు నో ఇట్ స్వీట్నెస్.
అది ఏ నీ యొక్క ప్రాక్టికల్ నాలెడ్జీ.
దేర్ లైస్ ప్రాక్టికల్ నాలెడ్జ్.
దాని టేస్ట్ చూచి ఆనందాన్ని అనుభవించడమే నీ యొక్క ప్రాక్టికల్ నాలెడ్జీ.
యువర్ ప్రాక్టికల్ నాలెడ్జ్ లైస్ ఇన్ టేస్టింగ్ ద స్వీట్.
కేవలం గ్రంథముల ద్వారా మనం అర్థం చేసుకుని గ్రంథముల ద్వారా మనం దాన్ని ఉపయోగించుకుంటే ఇది సరైనటువంటి యొక్క గ్రంథములు కాదు, విద్యలు కావు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ ట్రూ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇఫ్ యూ అక్వైర్ నాలెడ్జ్ త్రూ బుక్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ సూపర్ఫిషియల్.
ఇదంతా కూడా ఈనాడు బుకిష్ నాలెడ్జీగా రూపొందుతుండాలి.
టుడే వీ ఫైండ్ బుకిష్ నాలెడ్జ్.
కనుకనే ఈనాటి ప్రపంచం లోపల సరైనటువంటి వ్యక్తిని మనకు చిక్కటం లేదు.
Therefore we don't have right people today in this world.
ఎంత మంది విద్యావంతులు లేరు ఈ భారతదేశంలో?
In Bharat there are number of educated people.
గొప్ప గొప్ప విద్యావంతులంతా ఉన్నారు.
We find highly educated people.
గొప్ప గొప్ప బిరుదులు తీసుకున్న వారంతా ఉన్నారు.
People with very high degrees.
ఇంత మంది ఉండి ఈ దేశానికి ఏమి చేస్తున్నారు?
With all these people being here, what is that they are doing
for? ఏదైనా 10 మందికి ఏమైనా ఉపయోగమయ్యేటువంటి పనులు చేస్తున్నారా?
Are they doing any activity that would be helpful?
10 మందికి ఆనందాన్ని అందించేటువంటి పనులు ఏమైనా చేస్తున్నారా?
Are they making anybody happy through their actions?
10 మందిని సుఖపెట్టేటువంటి పనులు ఏమైనా చేస్తున్నారా?
Are they providing any comforts, conveniences to the neighborhood?
ఏమాత్రం చేయటం లేదు.
No.
10 మందిని సుఖపెట్టడం లేదు, తాను సుఖపట్టడం లేదు.
హీ ఇస్ నాట్ మేకింగ్ అదర్స్ హ్యాపీ నార్ ఈజ్ హీ హ్యాపీ.
ఎందుకు ఈ చదువులు చదవాలి?
దెన్ వై షుడ్ యూ లర్న్?
చదువులన్నీ చదివి చాలా వివేకి అయి మగిడి తండ్రిని కూడా మందమతడు.
A fool with all his education will not be able to know his self.
ఎంత చదువు చదివి ఏ నీతి ఉన్నను హీనుని గుణము మానలేడు.
A mean man with all his education will never change his attitudes.
తరచి చదువు చదువు తర్కవాదం కాని పూర్ణ జ్ఞానం ఎప్పుడు పొందలేడు.
Education may help you to argue with others.
ఈ చదువు చదువు చదివి చావన్నేటికి చావులేని చదువు చదవాలి.
With all this knowledge after all why should we die ultimately? We should learn to be mortal.
కనుకనే మనం చదివేటువంటి చదువులంతా కూడాను హృదయాన్ని ఆనంద పెట్టేటువంటివి చదవాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ వీ షుడ్ లెర్న్ టు మేక్ అవర్ హార్ట్
పది మందిని ఆనందపరిచేటువంటివి చదవాలి.
వీ షుడ్ మేక్ ఎవ్రీబడి జాయ్ఫుల్.
అప్పుడే నీకు ఆనందము, లోకులకు ఆనందమే.
దెన్ యూ విల్ బి హ్యాపీ అండ్ పీపుల్ అరౌండ్ విల్ బి
హ్యాపీ. సమాజంలో ఆనందమునకై అనేక విధమైనటువంటి పాటు పడేటువంటి వారు, బాధలు పడేటువంటి వారు కోటాలు కోట్ల మంది ఉన్నారు.
There are crores and crores of people all around who want to be happy.
ఒక్కరినైనా కూడా మనము ఒక నిమిషమైనా ఆనంద పెట్టేటువంటి దీనికి మనం ప్రయత్నిస్తున్నామా?
Are we spending at least a minute to make the other man happy?
లేదు లేదు.
No.
నీ చదువు లోపల ఒక్క మనిషినైనా నీవు ఆనంద పెట్టడానికి ప్రయత్నించు.
With all this education, at least make one happy.
లేక నీవైనా ఆనందించు.
At least you be happy
for yourself. నీవు కూడా ఆనందించటం లేదు.
And you are not happy.
తాను ఆనందపడక, ఈ ఆనందము పరులకు అందించక నీవు చదివినటువంటి చదువు ఏం చేస్తున్నావు?
You are not happy and you are not making others happy. What for is this education?
ఇదంతా చదువు అవుతుందా?
Can you call it education?
ఇదంతా చెత్తగా రూపొందుతుందా?
It is all waste of knowledge.
విద్యార్థులారా,
students,
విద్యార్థినీయులారా,
boys and girls,
పవిత్రమైన భారతదేశం యొక్క చరిత్ర ఒక్కతూరి మీరు విస్మరించి,
you have forgotten the history of this country,
ee desham yokka sampattini gurinchi meeru manasulo malanam cheskondi,
you now you recapitulate, think of the glory of this land,
ee goppa upakaram cheyakapoyinappudiki ee kinchittaina kodanu oka manaviki upakaram chesi aanandanni anubhavinchandi,
be happy at least by helping a single person.
పూర్వమంతా కూడాను ఎంతయో పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క ఈ ప్రపంచంలో భారతదేశంలో కాలు పెట్టేటప్పటికి ఎంతో పవిత్రమైన భావాలు వచ్చేటువంటివి.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ మెనీ పీపుల్ విజిటెడ్ దిస్ ల్యాండ్ అండ్ దే హావ్ హ్యాడ్ నోబుల్ థాట్స్.
రంగూన్ వార్ జరిగిన తర్వాత,
ఆఫ్టర్ రంగూన్ వార్,
అక్కడ నుంచి ఒక తల్లి కుమారుడు నడుచుకొని వచ్చాడు.
మదర్ కేమ్ హియర్ అలాంగ్ విత్ హర్ సన్.
చిన్న పిల్లవాడు, 10 ఏళ్ల పిల్లవాడు,
ద బాయ్ వాస్ సో యంగ్ ఏజ్ 10,
మద్రాస్ కు వచ్చి చేరారు.
దే రీచ్డ్ మద్రాస్.
ఆ పిల్లవాడికి ఆకలయింది.
ద బాయ్ వాస్ హంగ్రీ.
మాతృమూర్తి యొక్క హృదయము కరిగిపోయింది.
మదర్ ఫెల్ట్ సో సాడ్ వాచింగ్ ది బాయ్.
ఆయన, నీ ఈ చెట్టు కింద కూర్చో అని 10 ఇండ్లకు పోయింది. ఇంకా బిచ్చం ఎత్తింది, తీసుకుని వచ్చింది.
మదర్ వాంటెడ్ ద బాయ్ టు వెయిట్ సిట్ అండ్ రిట్రీ అండ్ షీ బ్రాట్ హోమ్.
అందులో బిడ్డకు పెట్టి ఆ బిడ్డ తిన్న తర్వాత మిగిలినటువంటిది తాను కూడా భుజించింది.
షీ సర్వ్ ద ఫుడ్ టు హర్ సన్ అండ్ లేటర్ షీ స్పాట్.
ఒక దినము, రెండు దినము, మూడు దినము జరిగింది ఆ విధంగా.
2 డేస్, 3 డేస్ పాస్డ్ లైక్ దట్.
ప్రతి దినము ఎవరు మీకు వడ్డిస్తారు, ఎవరు మనకు దానం ఇస్తారు?
హూ విల్ సర్వ్ యూ ఫుడ్ ఎవ్రీ డే?
ఇవ్వలేదు.
నో.
ఇవ్వలేకపోవటం వల్ల తల్లి తెచ్చినటువంటిది బిడ్డకు పెట్టేది తాను పస్తుండేది.
దెర్ఫోర్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్, మదర్ సర్వ్డ్ ఫుడ్ టు సన్ అండ్ షీ స్టార్వ్డ్.
ఆ మదరు నిజమైనటువంటి ఒక మాతృదేవి యొక్క ఈ తత్వము భారత మదర్.
అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ షీ హస్ గాట్ ద వెరీ నేచర్ ద స్పిరిట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మదర్.
కనుకనే ఆమె పస్తు పని ఉండేటువంటి.
సో షీ ఫాస్ట్.
ఆ విధంగా పస్తు ఉండి 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 కట్టగడపడి శరీరం క్షీణించిపోయింది.
బికాస్ షీ స్టార్వ్డ్ ఫర్ ప్రొలాంగ్డ్ పీరియడ్.
బిచ్చాయికి పోవడానికి కూడా శక్తి లేదు.
షీ హస్ నో ఎనర్జీ టు ఈవెన్ టు బెగ్.
అప్పుడు కుమారుడు లేచాడు, అమ్మా నీవు చాలా బలహీనురాలైపోయినావు, నీవు కూర్చో, ఈనాటి నేను బిచ్చం ఎత్తుతాను.
ద సన్ సెడ్, మదర్ యు ఆర్ సో వీక్ టుడే, ఐ విల్ గో అండ్ బెగ్.
కానీ కుమారుడు బిచ్చం ఎత్తుతున్నాడంటే ఏ తల్లి కూడా అంగీకరించదు.
మదర్ కెనాట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ దిస్ son begging for her.
అలాంటి తల్లులు కూడా భారతదేశంలో ఈనాటి కూడా ఎందరో ఉంటున్నారు.
Such sort of mothers are many even today.
పోయాడు, బిచ్చం ఎత్తాడు, ఎత్తాడు, కొద్ది చిక్కి చిక్కుతూ ఉంది, కొద్ది కొద్దిగా చిక్కుతూ వచ్చింది.
The boy went around and begged.
అమ్మ తెచ్చి పెట్టేటువంటి వాడు, నాయన నీవు తినంటే నేను తిన్నానులే అని తృప్తి పడేటువంటి వాడు.
And the boy served food to his mother and he fasted.
ఆ విధంగా జరిగేటప్పటికి తన దేహం కూడా క్షీణించిపోయింది.
Ultimately boy also became weak.
ఒక ఇంటికి వెళ్ళాడు పాపం.
The boy went
చాలా
to the house.
బలహీనంగా ఉన్నాడు.
It was very weak.
మాటలు కూడా రావటం లేదు.
He could not even speak.
భవతి బిచ్చాం దేహి అని అడిగాడు.
And he said, I want my food.
ఒక వరండాలో ఈస్చర్ వేసుకుని ఒక ఆఫీసర్ పేపర్ చదువుకుంటూ ఉన్నాడు.
One officer was going through a paper, relaxing on an easy chair.
అప్పుడు ఇతను చూచాడు, విన్నాడు ఈ విషయము.
He heard the shouts of the boy.
Hey boy, ఎవరు నీవు అన్నారు.
He said, oh boy, who are you?
జవాబు కూడా చెప్పడానికి శక్తి లేదు.
The boy was so weak that he could not
reply.
But he sat there.
కూర్చున్నప్పటికే ఆ ఆఫీసర్ లోపలికి వెళ్ళాడు, ఇంత అన్నం తీసుకుని వచ్చి ఆకులో పెట్టి తినమని చెప్పాడు.
In the meantime, the officer went inside, brought food, served him on.
తినలేదు.
Well, the boy didn't.
మరి ఆకలి అంటున్నావు, ఎందుకోసం తినకూడదు నీవు?
The officer shouted, you say you are hungry, why don't you eat?
నీవు కేవలం దొంగగా ఉంటున్నావు.
యూ సీమ్ టు బి థీఫ్.
నీకు నిజంగా ఆకలే ఉంటుంటే ఎందుకు భుజించకూడదు?
యు ఆర్ రియల్లీ హంగ్రీ, వై డోంట్ యు ఈట్?
అప్పుడు ఆ బిడ్డవాడు జవాబు చెప్పడానికి లేక ఏదో వినపడి వినపడినట్టుగా చిన్నగా మాట్లాడుతున్నాడు.
ద బాయ్ బీయింగ్ సో వీక్, హీ కుడ్ నాట్ స్పీక్ లౌడ్లీ.
ఆఫీసర్ అతని నోటి దగ్గర చెవి పెట్టి విన్నాడు.
ఆఫీసర్ కేమ్ సో క్లోజ్ అండ్ హర్డ్.
అప్పుడు చెప్పాడు మొదలు అమ్మకు.
అండ్ ద బాయ్ సెడ్, ఫుడ్ ఫర్ మదర్.
మదర్ నేను తల్లికి అందించాలి.
ద మదర్ షుడ్ హావ్ ఫుడ్ ఫస్ట్
అన్నాడు, ప్రాణం ఇచ్చాడు.
అండ్ దెన్ హి డైడ్.
అలాంటి పిల్లలు, అలాంటి తల్లులు ఆనాటి కాలం లోపల ఎన్ని విధములుగా కూడా సేవలు చేసేటువంటి వారు.
Such boys, such sons and mothers were there and served.
Tana aakalai poi tana pranam potunnappudiki modalu ammaku modalu ammaku modalu ammaku.
Even at the time of death, even while leaving the body, the boy said, the food is for first
for the mother.
Today, do we find any of that sort today?
There are.
Not that there
are none. In
this great land, there is no dearth of
noble people. But we are not able to
see them quite frequently. Embodiments of
love.
First, develop compassion.
Kindness.
You shed tears watching the suffering of your
parents.
Make every effort to give them relief.
You
help your
parents. If you have
10 rupees, at least 1 rupee.
పోయినప్పుడే మన భారతీయ సంస్కృతి నా కర్మ నా ప్రజయా ధనేన త్యాగే నైకి అమృతత్వ మానసు అలాంటి వాడు అమృత స్వరూపాన్ని పొందుతాడు.
నో అసోసియేషన్, నో అథారిటీ, నో లీనియేజ్, నో పొజిషన్ వుడ్ కన్ఫర్
ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ. వాడికి సహాయం చేయండి.
సో యూ హెల్ప్ అదర్స్ బై ఆఫరింగ్ ఎట్ లీస్ట్ ఎ పిటెన్స్.
ఆ విధమైనటువంటి సహాయం చేయండి మీరు.
రెండర్ హెల్ప్
హస్త భూషణం దానం.
And if a real jewel to the hand is charity.
Bhushanam kantascha satyam. Satyam ke kantamina bhushanam.
And the jewel to the neck is the utterance of truth.
Mana kantamina necklace kaadu bhushanamu.
It's not the necklace, that's the decoration.
Satyame mana bhushanamu.
The truth is the real jewel.
Chetiki daaname oka bhushanamu.
And for the hand the jewel is charity. Ilanti
bhushanalu undinatundi manaku aneka bhushanalu manaku enduku aashinchali.
And you have such precious jewels, why do you want the remaining jewels?
Kanuka vidyarthulara.
So students.
Vidyarthinilara.
Boys and girls.
Daya hrudayulai poyi. చదువుని చదువుకు తగినటువంటి త్యాగాన్ని కూడా నువ్వు చేసి సమాజం లోపల మంచి పేరును పొందండి.
Having acquired all this education, be ready to sacrifice, get a good name to the society.
కాని మీ లోపల మాత్రం క్రోధము అహంకారము ద్వేషము ఇలాంటి దుర్గుణాలను మాత్రం పక్కకు నెట్టేయండి.
Brush aside anger, ego, hatred, they should not find a place in you.
ఈ దుర్గుణాలను లోపల ఉంచుకొని ఎలాంటి దానం చేసినప్పటికీ అది కేవలము ఒక వేపకాయ వంటి దానంగానే ఉంటుంటుంది.
With all the bad qualities in you, even if you offer anything in charity, it turns bitter only.
అలాంటి దానం చేయకండి.
Don't do such things. Get rid of all bad
qualities.
And develop compassion.
Kindness.
And with love, share bliss with everybody.
చదువులో ఉన్నటువంటి అంతరార్థాన్ని.
దట్ ఈస్ ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ త్రూ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్.
ఈనాడు దేశంలో చేయవలసినటువంటి సేవ ఇలాంటిది.
This sort of a service you should
do. గొప్ప భవనాలు కట్టకండి, గొప్ప ఇదిగా కట్టకండి, స్కూల్స్ కట్ట. మీ చేతనేంత ఎంతవరకు శక్తో అంత పనులు చేయండి. మీరు
యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు కన్స్ట్రక్ట్ బిగ్ మ్యాన్షన్స్ అండ్ బిగ్ హ్యూజ్ జైజాంటిక్ బిల్డింగ్.
ఏది చేసినా ప్రేమతో చేయండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ మే డూ, డూ ఇట్ విత్ లవ్.
ప్రేమకు మించినటువంటి ధనం మరొకటి లేదు.
దేర్ ఇస్ నో అదర్ ప్రాపర్టీ మోర్ దెన్.
We will all rise now for the national anthem. All are requested to kindly resume their seats for Mangala Arati.
Om Jai Jagadish Hare, Swami Satya Sai Hare, Bhakta Jana Samrashaka, Bhakta Jana Samrashaka, Parti Maheshwara, Om Jai Jagadish Hare. Shashi Vadana Shri Kara Sarva Pranapate Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpalatika Ashrita Kalpalatika Abad Bandhava Om Jai Jagadish Hare Matapita Gurudevamo Mariyal Kayunive Swami Mariyal Kayunive Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nagendra Shayana Om Jai Jagadish Hare Omkara Rupa Ojasvi Yusai Mahadeva Satya Sai Mahadeva Mangala Arati Yandugo Mangala Arati Yandugo Mandara Giridhari Om Jai Jagadish Hare Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Jai Satguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Narayana Narayana Om Jai Satguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Jai Satguru Deva Shanti, Shanti, Shanti Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu Om Shanti 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 Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai